people are going up there and building homes, and they commute every day and work mm-hmm. here. But it has been a good country area. The Big Thicket was a lot larger than it is now, and it was made up of people who were sort of dyed-in-the-wool country people, and a lot of them were what we sort of call rednecks. They were people whose family have lived there for generations and began, or they moved in when it was still part of the no man's land. There was a time when between Texas and rather between the Spanish and the Americans after they had bought Louisiana, there was a border dispute. So there was sort of a no man's land in there that neither one really owned, both sort of claimed. And a lot of people came in and lived in that just beyond the border and mm-hmm. just beyond the reach of authorities. One or two jumps ahead of the sheriff, as we'd say now. Mm-hmm. And these people were very independent, and they didn't like authority, and they lived mostly by hunting and fishing, maybe raising a little garden, and before the REA program, without any of what we now call the necessities of life. And they didn't want anyone bothering them, and they don't like you up there, and they don't like summer people up there, and they burn homes, and they steal, and they're very independent. And we have mm-hmm. a very bad reputation up there for killing lawmen, especially the people who come from Parks and Wildlife and try to mm-hmm. keep them from shooting the deer.
Isn't that a national
Well, park? Not yet, park, but very soon. They've passed the bill, and the president signed it. But now they have to come in and they have to buy the land. So it mm-hmm. will be a national preserve.
And the people there are really...
A lot of them are quite opposed to it. Some mm-hmm. are not. And some of them don't understand it. They have been... You know, it's very easy to whip people up and bring their suspicions up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to one of the proponents of the bill, and I said, why don't you go to the courthouse and put up a map saying exactly what you're going to take and you're not going to take? Because I said, a lot of these people who are up there opposing you tooth and nail, good phrase,
mm-hmm.
aren't even going to be included in this, but they've been told their homes are going to be taken. Well, the whole problem is that nowhere have they ever defined exactly what they are going to take and are not going to take, and so when they say, what are you going to take? They say, well, we can't tell you exactly, and of course they're suspicious. Mm-hmm. That means they're really going to take me. They're not going to say they're going to, but they are. You know, country people are very suspicious when it comes to the government.
That's a pretty old settlement around there, the Big Thicket.
Some of the settlements are old and some aren't. A lot of what they're planning to take is owned by the large lumber companies
mm-hmm.
who do not want them to take it because that's the way they make their living is cutting the timber. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the agitation has been done. I think they've talked on both sides of their mouth out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've talked on one side to the government, oh yes, you're going to pay us if we think a certain amount of this is good. And on the other side, they're out there rousing up the
mm-hmm.
people to oppose it.
What are some of the older settlements in there?
In there, Saratoga and Batson. The Batson Prairie out there is quite an old settlement. Early settlers were out there. And let's see. It starts really east of, west of Kuntz in that area. But Saratoga and Batson, Honey Island, Sour Lake, all of those have been there a long time
mm-hmm.
and have had settlers that have been there many generations, and of course they don't want their homes taken
mm-hmm.
or their land either.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a certain amount of sympathy with them. I really do. I think that it can be managed if it could be done on an individual basis, where if you take someone's land, you not only pay them a good market value, but let them live there as long as they want to. Most of these people who want to keep it and want to leave it to their children are dreaming their children are going to go live in the city.